This interview is taking place in the studio of Anton Refrigier at Woodstock, New York, November 5th, 1965. I'm afraid I'm not starting out very well. I should have said 1964. I'm so happy to see you again, Ref. I often recall the wonderful job that you did for us up at Utica, New York, at Munson Williams Proctor Institute, about 5 years or so ago, when you came up to judge our mural and sculpture competition that we put on there. And you were ever so helpful in so many ways, and it's just wonderful to see you again. It was such a pleasure to see your studio for the first time. I think you have a wonderful spot here. Your home is so beautifully situated. I envy you.
Well, Joe, it is good to see you again too, and I want to tell you that. I always remember the project you did there at the Munson Institute. I think it was a very important project. As a matter of fact, the first thing that happened of this kind since the government program. I think you would like to know that I spoke of your project on many occasions in lectures here, and also I spoke of it abroad. Pointing up how a community can be stimulated to bring art forms in the environment of the people, and your program enlisting the merchants, the bankers, and the educators, it was a very fine attempt. Regardless of the outcome, I feel it was something that should be publicized much more, so that more communities throughout the country could be, at least they could have gotten jealous of your project there and attempt something like that. Joe, we have to keep on pushing. We have to keep on pushing on people who are in position to turn to painters, sculptors, and craftsmen. This is a kind of a poverty situation where the richest country in the world, when you consider the tremendous building program, the billions of dollars that are used today in reconstruction of our cities, the beautiful plazas you see from coast to coast, beautiful architecture, although I'm critical of some of that architecture, I think it's rather anti-human, clinical. It's done by an engineer rather than an architect. I think it's done with very little regard for the people who function in it. What I mean to say that they're afraid of the artists. They don't know how to use artists yet. And I would love to see a kind of rebirth of the thing we had in the 30s, where art is brought to the people in all the forms. Joe, before I get too far in all this, I like to refer to my pamphlet. I call that Government Sponsorship of the Arts. And I read very badly, Joe. As a matter of fact, I even read badly my own stuff, and some people may think that I didn't even write it. So I'm going to ask my wife, Lala, to read this first passage, which I think will give me a very good starting point to discuss this whole thing.
Very good. Why don't you go right ahead? Please do.
In this middle period of the 20th century, we are faced with the dilemma of reconciling the profit motive and the cultural needs of the American people. There is no denying that the capitalist system has provided a material abundance unknown in previous history. It has been less successful, however, in inculcating the spiritual values which would make that abundance meaningful in terms of human satisfaction. In consequence, we find ourselves in an anomalous position. The richer we get in possessions, the poorer we become in their enjoyment. The leisure we have earned by mass production is a source of worry and unease. We are not quite sure we know what to do with it. In short,